Well, let's take a look at sports. This morning is the 59th Annual Tournament of Champions Golf Tournament. We'll begin its three-day run today at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That tournament is an invitational-only event for club champions and runners-up around the state, along with past champions of the event and returning top finishers. Three different divisions will be contested again this year, with a championship or open division, a senior division, which is 50 and over, and a super senior division for 65 and over. A number of local players compete in the tournament each year, and a local golfer will be back to defend his title from last year. Alex Beierlein of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club was the 2016 Open Division winner, firing a 1-under-par 206 total with rounds of 69, 67, and 70 on the par 69 course. The 2016 runner-up, Zach Christensen of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, will be back in the field as well. Past champion Dell Miller of West Liberty was the 2016 Senior Division champion with a 220. And he'll be back to defend his title. Past champion Arnie Leistead of Atlantic was the Super Senior Division champion in 2016 with a 217 total, and he'll also be playing again this year. Spectators are welcome to come out and support all the activities over the weekend at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Food and drink will be available throughout the time. The first tee time this morning, 8:30. We'll have full coverage of the Tournament of Champions here on KJAN throughout the weekend. Tune in for reports Friday, Saturday, and hole-by-hole coverage on Championship Sunday. And, of course, check our website, too, at the sports page. We'll have updated scores continuously posted throughout the weekend. The Atlantic Trojan football team is hoping to take another step forward in 2017. Second-year head coach Mike McDermott said practice has been going well to prepare for the season, and he's proud of the work that the team has done in the offseason.
It's been a great start so far. The biggest thing this year was, you know, our summer workouts. We had a lot of guys in the weight room, a lot of guys working on their speed and agility, a lot of guys out for multiple sports throughout the year. And that's showing right now. When we went to our team camp at Simpson, you could certainly tell that there was a different kind of feeling in the air, and it showed on the practice field so far.
Atlantic was a disappointing 1-8 in 2016, but they lost two games by 4 points or less, and they return a number of experienced players for this season. Coach McDermott thinks they have the skill and the speed to be able to open up the offense a bit more this year.
Well, I think our specialists, our running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, we got a nice nucleus of those guys back, a lot of speed there. So we're trying to utilize that. We're doing a few different things, not a ton of different things, but some different things. So I think you'll see something a little bit more dynamic out of us on offense, throwing the football down the field a little bit more, you know, letting our running backs just be athletes and read and make their own way, and that's going to help out our offensive line a little bit.
John McConkie will be a key leader on the line on both sides of the ball. The recent UNI wrestling commit has been an impact player since his freshman year, and he'll be sliding over to center for this season. Jackson Eden is back at quarterback after throwing for 675 yards and a couple of touchdowns last season. Noah Bruckner and Chase Mullinex will bring experience into the backfield. On defense, Grant Reed, Zade Nicholson, Dylan Sontag, and Mullinex all return to a fast secondary that should be a strength for Atlantic. Coach McDermott said a number of guys that didn't get a ton of varsity time last year have already impressed in practice as well. McDermott said he feels good about the guys they have, and a big emphasis of the preseason is helping to build depth, especially up front.
You know, I like our guys up front on our D-line and O-line right now. They're, you know, we're just trying to build some depth there. You know, if we get a couple guys hurt, that's really going to hurt our football team. So right now we're trying to really bring some of those young guys along, get them up to speed, and so they're ready to step in. And you know, we're not asking them to do too much. Some sophomores, just getting them ready to go in case, we have some injuries, and that's part of the game.
Atlantic will open up their season on August 25th at Clarinda. That's 2 weeks from today. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call of that game for you here on KJAN. You can listen in for the full season preview interview with Coach McDermott that Chris did Saturday morning. That'll be at 8:30 Saturday morning here on KJAN. Atlantic senior-to-be Cooper McDermott announced earlier this week that he'll be attending Dakota State University next year and play baseball for the Trojans. Cooper will be following in his father's footsteps. Current Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott played football and baseball at Dakota State. Dakota State is a member of the NAIA's North Star Atlantic Association, and they are coming off a 2-30 season. Jeff Schaub was promoted from interim to full-time head coach of the Trojans this spring. McDermott is being recruited as a pitcher and infielder at the next level. He went 2-2 on the mound this past season with a 4.3 ERA, recording 16 strikeouts, 8 walks, and hit 7 batters. At the plate, McDermott recorded 20 hits with 3 RBIs and a .282 average. Cooper has a full year of activities left with Atlantic, beginning with the recently started football season. Well, Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals completed a 4-game season sweep of the Royals to pull within 1 game of the National League Central leading Cubs. Dexter Fowler crushed a grand slam in the 7th inning to send St. Louis past Kansas City 8-5. Fowler also supplied an RBI double that sparked a game-tying 3-run 6th inning in the Redbirds' 6th consecutive win. In interleague play, Pittsburgh beat Detroit 7-5. It was Minnesota over Milwaukee 7-2. In the American League yesterday, Toronto beat the Yankees 4-0. Tampa Bay over Cleveland 4-1. White Sox over Houston in 11 innings 3-2. Baltimore beat Oakland 7-2. Angels over Seattle 6-3. In the National League, Cincinnati over San Diego 10-3. Washington beat Miami 3-2. Mets over Philadelphia 10-0. And the Dodgers 8-6 over Arizona. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Iowa 2-1 over Sacramento. Memphis in 13 innings, outlasting Omaha 3-2. Well, Drake has won 6 Pioneer Football League championships, but none since the league started getting an automatic bid to the FCS playoffs in 2013. With more than a dozen starters back from last year's team that finished 7-4, third-year coach Rick Fox says they hope to change that this season.
Yeah, it motivates us. We're excited about getting that first playoff berth for Drake University, and not just for Drake University, not just for our team, but also for all the Drake football players who've gone before us. They're all excited about that.
Fox has put together a schedule to prepare for an eventual playoff berth. The Bulldogs play South Dakota and South Dakota State out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
That's why we want to play people like South Dakota and South Dakota State, and a few years from now we'll be playing North Dakota State. We need to learn how to play against those people and compete against those people, because when we do get that playoff berth, we're going there to win. We're not just going there to enjoy the experience. We're going there to win, and that's what our sights are set on.
Fox says the Bulldogs learned how they need to play at the end of last season. They won their final 4 games after falling out of the PFL title chase. Drake is talented and deep on both sides of the ball on the line of scrimmage, and Fox feels this team has a lot of potential.
If we play Drake football, and how we define that is playing fast, playing physical, and playing together. Okay? If we do that on a regular basis, yes, the sky's the limit. Okay? If we don't do that, then, I don't know, the ground's the bottom.
Drake opens up at home against South Dakota on September 2nd. Well, freshman center Luca Garza continues to shine on Iowa's trip to Europe. Garza poured in 24 points in just 11 minutes of action as the Hawkeyes rolled to a 125-56 win over the Swiss All-Stars.
I think the whole team did a really good job of passing the ball around, and I feel like I ran the floor pretty well and got some easy buckets in transition, some quick post-ups, and I think I was hitting the glass pretty hard throughout the game. I just feel like my teammates, you know, we were all sharing the ball out there.
Garza says the 4-game trip is a great experience.
You know, we scrimmage and we've had PTO, but we've never really played like as a team together against another team. So it definitely helps me a lot, you know, just getting used to the offense, just getting used to the way we run, and just the different guys on the team. You know, I'm just starting to learn more about them. And, you know, I love playing with this team.
Iowa travels to Italy today, and they'll play the Milan All-Stars on Saturday. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey says he'll continue to rotate some of those starting lineups. Duke men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski will have a total knee replacement surgery, leading the team to cancel this month's exhibition trip to the Dominican Republic. That procedure will be performed on his right leg this weekend at the University Hospital in Durham. Krzyzewski will be released within 3 days to begin a rehabilitation program at Duke. It's the 6th surgery in 17 months for the 70-year-old coach, who's won a Division I men's record 1,071 games to go with 5 NCAA championships. And Quail Hollow wasn't very kind to the 155 competitors in the opening round of the PGA Championship. Kevin Kisner and Torbjorn Olsen share the lead after shooting 4-under-par 67s. That's the highest score to lead after the first round of the PGA Championship since Matt Kuchar shot 67 at Whistling Straits in 2010. Fast, unforgiving putting surfaces were a major reason for the high scores. Kisner birdied 3 of his final 5 holes, including a 20-footer on 18. Olsen finished with a 30-foot birdie. Reigning U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka is among 5 players at 3-under. Koepka missed a half dozen putts from 12 feet or closer. yesterday's first round. Jordan Spieth opened with a 72 as the 24-year-old tries to become the youngest to win a career Grand Slam. Rory McIlroy also signed a 72. Phil Mickelson struggled in his opening round, finishing with an 8-over par 79 that puts him in danger of missing the cut at the PGA Championship for the first time since 1995. That was the worst round of his 25 appearances at the final major of the season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.